That's right.
Word up. Niggas is doing a running man and shit. Hey, hold up. Hey, yo, man, why don't you grab the mic and let them know what was really cracking back in 92, dog? Yeah. Running.
Remember back in 92 when niggas wore Philly blunt sweatshirts and cross-colored jeans on the avenue? Right before Naughty dropped the hip-hop parade and cats was burning shit and looting TVs out in L.A. No one was rolling an Escalade or knew what a dub was, but you could spot the tinted Jeep outside of the club. That started rocking Tommy Hill, at least on my block, about a year or so before the first Wu-Tang drop. Making waves cause he was dropping bombs without the help of the W.A. cause Thomas was on. Rap City back when it was only an hour long, and my producers had just dropped that attitude song. L.O.S. was getting love off scenario, and Janice bought backpacks were the only way to go. Juice had came out and I could drop the Hirachis with the Velcro strap. Damn, I wanna go back.
Yeah, man, I remember back in the days, man, cats used to just huddle up on the corner, man, with 40 ounces, having freestyle cyphers, man, it was all wild and crazy.
Take it back.
Who's had the African-American college sweatsuits? You know what I'm saying? Pants, legs up, not tissue in the nostrils.
Straight rockin' Van Grack jeans.
Hairline busted.
Try to think back in 92, where were you at? What tape were you bumping? What team was on your baseball cap? What kicks were you rocking? The Jordan or the Black High Techs? Who had the bootleg, the menace on VHS? Who had the infamous date rape by Tribe Called Quest? Two ways and platinum chains didn't blow up yet. I turn on the tube, and rappers now are so suspect. Not as a whole, but I'll say like 60.